92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
The gas pipeline cyber attack that happened recently should be a wake-up call to the automobile manufacturers of our country, letting them know that we need electric-powered vehicles. And they need to make them equally, if not more affordable, than current gas-powered cars, because that's the only way people are going to make the change. You know the people who had electric cars were laughing at everybody pumping gas into Tupperware and plastic bags. But 1% or less of America has actually made the switch to electric-powered vehicles, mostly because they're still absurdly expensive, like at least 20 grand more than a mid-grade sedan. And in the long run, even though it is immensely cheaper to power your electric car than to buy gas twice a week, making that initial investment just isn't possible for most people in today's economy. It is good that the price for batteries for electric cars has dropped considerably in the last 10 years, so that gives us some hope that maybe they'll actually be able to make electric cars more affordable in a reasonably quick amount of time.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.